We're gonna do something different tonight.
If you can see what I see, you're glad this is radio. Ruben's dancing. Usher's playing.
Trading Places, you get it?
Trading
Places,
I do.
Because the trade deadline?
Trade deadline.
It's a
funny story. Last time I listened to Usher religiously, I was in high school. I think I was 17, and I was dating a 15-year-old girl or a 16-year-old girl. Ugh. I can't remember. And I fingered her on the back of the Q88 going to St. Mary's Academy, and we were listening to Usher. I fingered
her. You had like one earbud and one earbud?
Yeah. No, I had the phone. I was one of those kids.
Oh my God, you had it playing loud like a dickhead?
Yeah, and I fingered her on a pretty full bus.
Cool.
I like Usher.
Yeah, no, I Usher's like great,
Usher.
Yeah.
Usher's great. And if you ever feel the need to finger someone on a bus,
playing Usher aloud
with their consent,
make sure, get their consent. Let's make that
Peyton
very
Manning
clear.
Puts his nuts on a broad's face. No consent.
Like 50 years ago.
Yeah, but you know,
is it really time to be sour about that?
I think so.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if other people can't put their nuts on women's faces.
No, yeah, sure.
He can't either.
She didn't say any. It's been like years, and all she is like offended.
No. She said it at the time, and they let her go. University of Tennessee let her go.
What do you mean let her go?
They fired her for saying Peyton Manning put his nuts on my face.
Wait, so who is she?
She was the athletic trainer. He put his nuts on the athletic trainer's eyeball.
While he was in college
playing college football. And his teammate, who Peyton said, ask my teammates if anything happened. One of the guys who was like in the room was like, Peyton should fess up and say what he did because he put his nuts on a woman's face.
I don't think he said it like that.
No. I mean, he probably didn't say he put his nuts on a woman's face. But the idea of Peyton Manning, who's a large-headed person, putting his nuts... It's scary. It's like a 1950s sci-fi robot putting his nuts on your face. It's worrisome.
What does him having a big head have to do with...
It's just scarier. I feel like it's scarier.
It's a little spookier.
To look up at you and not be able to see behind his giant melon. That's scary, don't you think? I mean, yes, oh my God, what are these nuts on my face?
Sure.
But what
but
is
the
that?
Real problem is
what,
the head.
Is that Ghidra? What is that? Is this a Godzilla movie? Is Peyton attacking the city? This is apples and oranges.
My name is Ruben Sindo Acosta.
I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
We talk about sports.
We talk about sports mostly.
Mostly.
But, you know, even when there is seemingly no sports to be had, the sports gods say, no, Peyton Manning, you definitely did put your nuts on that broad's face.
Yeah, let's talk about
everyone's
that.
Talking about it, and it's not going away. And we're obliged to talk about it. And also, I think he should retire. He's got to retire now.
You know what's weird about that? It feels a little bit like when Ray Lewis was retiring, that all of a sudden there's all this like
murderer. He's the murderer.
No, that was done. He went to trial and
he murdered somebody, Ruben.
No, he didn't.
Ruben, if you go back to that case and look at the overwhelming evidence against Ray Lewis.
So then why wasn't he convicted?
I don't know, bro. Sports is big. Sports is very big.
Meh.
Why didn't Allen Iverson go to jail in college for what he did?
Because he didn't do it.
Okay. He controlled his town, essentially. Do you understand, Allen Iverson?
That's admirable. It shows leadership.
Which he really never was on the court, but still the greatest point guard ever.
Is this going to come up every week?
Ever. It can't not be good. He's him. He is him. That's
That is the most articulate series of words.
I am hung over, damn it. He is him.
It can't not. It. Him. The.
I don't know. Oh, man, I drank so much last night, buddy.
Joe, you know, did the old Ridgewood Classic.
Yeah, I got the Ridgewood Classic. Sounds like a soccer game between two drunk Mexicans, which essentially it was. Me and my buddy Jay went out after drinking at his place and went to the Ridgewood Ale House and got even more drunk. I didn't get home till 3:30 in the morning, so I'm hungover, but I'm here with you, talking to you about the things I believe in.
The things that are important in this
world. The things that are important in this world, like, hey, Chris Bosch, what's going on there?
What do you mean?
His blood clots are back.
He's fine.
I don't think
They're
he
just
is.
Just being cautious.
I don't think he's fine.
If he was not fine, he wouldn't be cleared to play.
I don't think he's fine, Ruben.
Don't you worry about Chris.
I think it's some. If it didn't go away the year before last, or last year, or this year, he's not fine.
Okay, it came up last year to begin with.
No, it didn't. It came up. It also it came up while he was playing for Toronto.
Your horse ring is making noise.
My horse ring. I have a horse ring on, and Ruben doesn't like it.
Well, it's just a big fucking horse head on the ring. And it's just like a...
I searched horse head rings, and this is what came up. And then I bought it.
Let's go back. He searched horse
head
rings.
I wanted a ring.
You're like, I want a ring.
I want a ring.
Okay, so how do you end up with a horse head ring? He's like, well, I searched horse head ring.
And it was kismet. It was fate. It was me typing those kismet. Two words in, and...
Those are three words.
Horsehead.
Horsehead is one word?
I said two words.
Horsehead ring. You didn't just look up horsehead. But you're trying to buy a horsehead?
But you look up in rings. So I just typed in horsehead. You don't type in horsehead ring in rings. Ruben.
Right. You're right. That would be redundant.
Yes.
How silly of me.
Horsehead ring ring?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Get it straight. I paid $3 for what's on my finger right now.
Chris Bosch is fine.
He's not.
He's fine.
I don't think he... How can he be fine? This blood clot thing keeps coming up. This blood clot thing doesn't go away.
And he has the best doctors around him.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's a professional athlete.
That doesn't mean he's got the best doctors around him. Have you seen some of the injuries that we've had?
Come on. You're going
to... I'm telling you something. I think this is the end of Chris Bosch as a basketball player.
Chris Bosch is going to die.
No, I didn't say he's going to die.
He's dead. In fact, he just died during the show. Just check in like 30 minutes. You'll see R.I.P. Chris Bosch.
That's
I'm going to start the slow motion montage.
You are
happy?
Being very defensive
of
Chris Bosch.
And yeah, because he's a good player and he's fine.
Your Heat destroyed the Wizards yesterday.
Without Wade.
A lot of games without Wade because they just rest him. What are you going to do?
Whiteside
had a great game after the trade rumors.
23-25, if I'm not mistaken.
Whiteside had a great game after the trade rumors about him. See...
We're not trading Whiteside.
I know, because the trade deadline's over. But...
We weren't going to trade Whiteside.
I think you were.
No.
Yes, I do. But the ransom that the fucking Rockets wanted was just
That's way too much.
Stupid. Way too much. Dragic, Dang, Whiteside, and a second-round pick for Patrick Beverley and Dwight Howard. I can't see that.
No.
But Dwight Howard's quietly having a pretty good year. He's averaging a double-double, all right? And... He's definitely not the same basketball player. Fine. We all know that. But he's still a really good piece for a team going to get a chip. Rockets aren't getting a chip anytime soon. They shit the bed for whatever reason. The Miami Heat have a chance.
I just missed a call.
Oh, somebody calling us? 718-395-3731. Call now!
Yeah, sorry, I missed that. We were in the middle of a heated discussion there.
Well, I was just talking, and Ruben was
I was being polite enough to look
nodding.
At you, which is great. That's really what it was.
That's funny.
I forgot my book.
That's amazing. Ruben's going to read a book.
Well, because you
said... I was going to talk about baseball.
You're like, we're going to talk
the
about
baseball.
The
man doesn't even want to learn about baseball. And
learn.
Yeah. No.
I know, the sport's played.
Yeah, but we're going to see the Marlins play the Mets at Citi Field on April 11th. Are you in?
Are
you in?
What day of the week is that?
It's either a Monday or a Tuesday.
Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
And it's my sister's birthday.
So I'll bring her.
No.
Bring her.
Yeah, I'll make her cover for me at work.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man, of all the days.
Call in again, whoever you are, probably Josh.
3505 is your last three digits.
I don't know.
I got it right here.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, I sent you a voice message. Oh, shit.
Maybe it was not.
Maybe it's not them.
Maybe it's just a phone call. And not a Skype call.
It's 1 second.
Oh, it's a one second?
It's nothing.
It's nothing. Somebody dialed our back pocket asshole.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm so hungover. So the Heat are going to be good. Are going to be better once they figure out what they're going to do with Justice Winslow.
There we go. What's good?
You.
What's good?
Hello.
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 Hey, it's Ahmed, man.
Oh, it's Ahmed. Oh, what's going on? I don't recognize your voice.
Because I'm hungover too.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So tell me what you're gonna.
That's the sound of whiskey on the vocal cords.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I had absolute cran vodka berry.
What the fuck?
I'm all fucked up.
Did you really put cranberry in absolute? Why?
I didn't do it. The Absolute Factory did it. It was already is a pre-mixed. How do
that's
you do?
Gross. That's the worst. That's like
yeah, I know.
Cranberry.
I'm not denying anyway. How disgusting it is.
Cranberry is good for your kidneys.
Tell me how bad the Knicks are, Ahmed. Tell me.
Listen, did you notice they suck?
Yeah.
From the moment Aaron Afala was like, "So we're going to the playoffs." What happened?
Yeah.
We're not going to the playoffs, buddy.
No, we're not. I'm taking back statement.
No, he meant they had tickets.
They had tickets. They're going to sit and watch them.
Right, exactly. They go to the finals, baby, if that's the case.
Well, the game last night against the Timberwolves was uplifting, but who cares?
No, it wasn't.
All right.
The Timberwolves suck.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It's the Timberwolves.
Still, but you got to beat teams that suck.
And we didn't. We didn't beat the Nets. We got destroyed by the Nets.
Oh,
we didn't beat. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Sorry, but we didn't beat the Nets.
The Nets destroyed us.
I'm just trying to give you guys a glimmer of hope. You know how hopeless
he was a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Thaddeus Young looked like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar against this team.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Hooked shots.
He made Chris Stapps look like he was 6'5".
Yeah.
What is this?
But also, I don't know if it's the workload, but did you see Chris Stapps Porzingis in a couple of those huddles, hands on his knees?
You know what, man?
He's tall.
I think he's very, very tired, and I think that the kid needs a break. And then when he gets, I don't know.
But you can't
like,
give him a break. He's got to keep playing.
You can't give him a break.
He got to play the rest of the season.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. It's not looking good right now.
But let me ask you:
the kid went from scoring 20 points, 13 boards, and 6 blocks a game for some other shit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Right? You saw that the Clippers traded Lance Stephenson for Jeff Green straight up. You saw that, right?
I did.
Why couldn't we trade a bum for Jeff Green?
Because no one wants to come here. And Lance Stephenson isn't a bum.
You know why? Because even though Lance Stevenson may know, he's kind of a bum.
He's a bum.
But I know his name.
Indiana Lance Stevenson was a player.
Yeah, he was playing hard.
And he got paid.
And then his brain broke.
And now he's a bum.
Yeah, and then
I don't like Lance Stevenson, but the guy can play. And then he's not like a legit bum.
And then Lance Stevenson released the light.
He's a shadow of himself when he was shining,
exactly.
But he's still
That's
a good player.
You say he is not. He's not the dude that they paid $13 million.
$13 million a year.
Neither is Dwight Howard, and neither is
Dwight Howard.
That's a great point, but at least Dwight Howard is still 7 feet tall.
Yes.
He has to rebound by mistake.
Yes. No, but
Lance has to play defense on the perimeter.
Yeah.
He's a bum. But nobody wants our bums, though, Joe, to answer
I know.
Your question.
That's what I was about to say. My father looked at me and said, "Why didn't we make a trade?" And I said, "Well, we have nothing to trade." He goes,
but
"What do you mean?"
Nothing. I was just reading in the paper this morning. They're like, the Knicks are talking about, we didn't make a trade because of the complexities of the triangle.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't. You didn't trade because nobody wanted your garbage.
I like
that's
that. Because of the
that's
complexity of the triangle.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Did you read that look in the Post this morning? That's what they wrote, that garbage.
I did not.
I mean, the most respectable paper in New York City.
The greatest, great the sports Post. Section, though. The best sports section in New York.
Yeah, it is the best sports section. I agree.
So
it's the better sports section of the two.
Yeah. But I understand what you're saying, Med, but let me ask you this question now. Do you move Carmelo Anthony in the summer?
We're trying to, not because I don't like Melo, the new Melo. I love the new Melo. He's passing, he's making shit happen.
Yeah, he's an all-around player now.
But here's the thing, that window is getting smaller
Very
and smaller.
Small.
And
that window's got a crack left in it for a championship.
Man, listen, that window needs some, weather stripping. And
that's
bad, man. It's bad. And it's Phil, I don't know if Phil is going to have the assets necessary to turn it around before his time is up.
Oh, Phil's leaving. Med. He's going right.
Yeah, I think so.
He's
bro.
Going right
I mean,
back
going
to Jeannie
to
Bus. He's going right back to Jeannie Bus's bed in LA with the $30 million he robbed us of, and he's going to say,
"Hey, listen,
look what
man.
I did to the Knicks."
That was his plan, bro. But at least listen. You know what? No.
He got us Porzingis.
He got us Kristaps.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything else. He did the right thing when it comes to that draft pick.
Yeah.
Here's a question. as someone who doesn't care nearly as much as you guys do. Do you think you guys didn't trade because all you actually do have are picks? So you're looking.
We don't have picks. You don't have no picks.
We
have nothing.
Those picks weren't eligible to trade because we already traded this one.
Yeah, our pick is like Brooklyn has our pick.
What?
Andrea Bagnarni.
Oh, my God.
Yo, thank Glenn Grunfeld for that one.
Yeah,
fucking
I mean.
Asshole. I'm sorry. That spill out on the radio. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could say asshole, fuck, asshole,
we were
shit,
about, like,
dick.
Fingering though, right? People on the bus.
Yeah, I was just talking about fingering an old girl to Usher.
Which is a sexy thing, an intimate act between two people.
On a public bus going to Fresh Meadows.
All right, cool.
But it's still enclosed-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
But there were a lot of people.
Grunwald is a fucking asshole.
No.
And I hope that he spits out venom from his fucking cock for the rest of his life.
I understand.
Like, I hate him.
I want you to understand something right now. Right this second, the Knicks are what, 24-33? Right now.
Yeah.
Okay? The Knicks are not going to make the playoffs this year. They're not going to make the playoffs next year. Okay?
Nope.
It's going to take 2 years before a legitimate team is built. The only way you have a shot at making the playoffs is if you get rid of all the fat on the team, you trade Aaron Aflalo because that guy is a bum.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I feel like they got to clean it all up.
Not all of it.
Even Robin Lopez is paying out of his mind right now.
Yeah, Robin Lopez is playing great. Robin Lopez is playing great basketball. Shut up. But I would keep Robin Lopez, Melo, and Porzingis as your main, your main attraction there. I'd go get Mike Conley, all right, from Memphis. Okay.
Jerry and Grant looks lost.
He is confused about basketball.
It's like the triangle fucked his whole career up. Like,
yeah.
What happened?
But if you watch the game against the Nets, he came in for like 7 minutes and had like 9 turnovers. Like it was he didn't know how to handle a basketball. He didn't know what a basketball was. He didn't know how to pass a basketball. His teammates apparently didn't know who they were. Like, he was just.
So you know what happened, man? He basically got stuck in the complexities of the triangle.
The complexities of the triangle.
This is sounding like this mythical.
Yeah, yeah.
The complexities of
the
triangle.
It's like a story in Assassin's Creed, the complexities of the triangle. But really, it's of the Knicks.
It's like a progressive rock album, though.
Yeah, like a Brian Eno.
Yo, can we stop talking about negatives, Bill? I just want to talk about the positives of the
Yeah, life is beautiful,
man. I don't
know
if you're at that part of the show yet.
Where are we?
I would like to join in the happy part. If I have to call back and talk about the Mets, that's cool.
Yeah, call back. We'll get to it.
We'll stew in some sadness for a bit. We're gonna talk a little bit about Peyton Manning putting his nuts on a woman's face and why that's wrong.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna tune into that and get some breakfast.
Yeah.
And
show
is the shit.
Thank you, brother. Call back for the Mets.
There's a reason to keep you listening too. If you finish everything you want to say, then you just stop listening.
Yeah.
It's because you know what? Joe says everything that I want to say. He's a representative of the common fan.
Thank you.
Oh boy.
I love you for that, bro.
That's fucked up. Thank you, Maddie.
Later. That is a fucked up common man.
Wow, I am the representative of the common man. I'm hungover, and now I feel like I can take over any union and ruin people's jobs by outsourcing to China.
Oh, I thought you meant union like a marriage.
Why would I mean that?
I can take over any union.
I can take over any marriage. You're out of here.
We're married now,
yeah.
Phil. It's a common
Genie, get out.
Phil. Do you have a friend named Phil? Like Phil?
I have a Phil.
Phil?
Yeah.
Like, you call him Phil?
Phil. I call him Phil.
It's a good joke.
He's Phil. Good, yeah. I don't know where are you going with this?
I'm not,
do you want me to
I'm
fuck
not.
Phil?
No.
Is that it?
Is he married?
Yes.
He's not married.
He is married.
He is?
Yeah.
Good for Phil.
We've had sex. So, yeah, the Knicks are going to be bad for a couple years. I'm sorry, Knicks fans, to tell you that. I don't want to tell you that.
That's not news.
No, it is, because when they were 500, what did I say to you? This team's turning a corner.
Yeah.
And apparently that corner just...
They turned a corner off a cliff.
Yeah, they turned a corner and ended up back on the same street.
Yeah, like what?
This
like
is, DC. This looks familiar.
Have you ever been to DC?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah.
You can make Boston. A left on the same street.
Boston is very confusing.
Yeah. You're like, you know, you're on U Street and you make a left on U.
Yeah.
And then you go a little further down, you make a left on U.
And you're just on U until, and then you're on K Street. And if
I'm going to promote this place every time I talk about DC, but if you're on Florida and U, go to Nelly's. It's a fucking huge gay sports bar.
Go.
Great food. Bunch of TVs and the nicest public bathrooms I've ever been in.
Nicest public bathroom I've ever been in is on 60th and by Central Park, by in the Time Warner building, Columbus Circle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a public bathroom in there. Go in there, take a pee-pee, you have a good time.
Why?
It's just nice. It's a nice building. It's a nice ambiance.
No, I'm talking about the specific bathroom. What? Like, this place has, like, a nice fountain with, like, this...
A fountain?
Yeah, it looks like Fountain Blue in Miami.
I'm just trying not to smell old sandwiches in the bathroom. You understand?
Right,
when I go into a public bathroom, I'm trying not to smell Dennis from down the lane, you know? Dennis from down the lane.
I don't know what that means.
A bum. Homeless.
Do you have any friends named Dennis?
No.
I don't have any friends named Dennis.
I don't either.
I had two friends named Dennis when I was a kid.
They were Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? I have a friend on Facebook.
Denise.
He's a friend from high school.
Is he Denise?
No, he's Dennis.
Is he just Dennis?
Dennis. Danny?
Danny? Danny. So.
This is going well.
This is the ADD hour with Ruben and Joe.
We don't have to go back to the balls thing.
No.
We said everything.
No, I think we do because Cam Newton, if this happened to Cam Newton. If Cam Newton put his balls on a woman's face in college and it came out,
it would have been
Cam Newton would be arrested.
Less years ago.
He would be arrested and tried and convicted and sentenced to 72 years in jail.
Because he didn't win the Super Bowl?
And he put his balls on a woman's face while being black.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just sounds like a settle out of court thing to me.
The Mannings.
I know it's offensive.
If you look at that family, if you look at those people. If you stare them in the eye, there's really – like, watch. They talk out of the sides of their mouths all the time. They're like – they're winky.
You can't just
– they're winky people, you know? I'm going to go out on a limb right now and slander an entire family.
Go.
They have sex with each other. They're inbred. They're weird. They're cornpone. They're fucking nuts.
Cornpone?
Cornpone hillbilly trash.
Wait a second.
Friend?
What does cornpone mean?
I don't know. It's an old term, an old-timey term.
No, is it a real term?
Yeah, it's cornpone. Cornpone. Yep. But I'm telling you, call in if you think the Mannings are fucking each other.
Good thing we went back to this.
No, I really believe that, Ruben. Like,
why?
Look at them. They're
why?
All. They're all. They look like that. Their family tree goes up, not out. You know? They really do.
Come on.
I like Peyton Manning. I don't have a problem with Peyton Manning, but I don't like, you know, you can't put your nuts on a woman's face without her saying, hey, you over there, would you mind putting your nuts on my face?
It sounds like a prank or something.
It's not, well, yeah, but.
If there was nothing else attached to it.
And Peyton's defense was, oh, I was mooning my teammate. How big are your nuts? If I was a lawyer, that would be my rebuttal.
Look, his balls are huge.
If his balls reach the floor. Okay.
What is she doing near the floor?
Maybe she's rubbing his leg. She's a trainer.
Oh.
You know?
Nah.
Or maybe, how about this? Maybe she's just laying down. Maybe she was laying on a couch or something. They didn't tell you where this happened. They just said that it happened while he was playing for Tennessee. It happened in the one of the rooms that they inhabit. That's all I know. And she could have been on a couch.
Not enough information there.
Brother, this man, he put his nuts on her face.
But the context, I put my nuts on plenty of people's faces. Typically, I mean.
Usually their face comes to my nuts. I don't squat down and put nuts on faces.
Right. No, but let's say.
I don't get enjoyment out of that. You know who does? Peyton Manning.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
It happened once in college.
Oh, and I bet it happens more times. I bet his
There's
wife.
There's things that happen just once in college
wife,
that people didn't
his wife
necessarily enjoy.
Gets nuts on her face, along with
She's
along.
Married to him.
Apparently, did you hear that the human growth hormone that he was supposedly taking was mailed in his wife's name to his house? That's fishy, bro. Come on, brother. That shit is. It just goes back to this, we're giving him a pass because he's Peyton Manning. Because he's, you know what he is? Go drink a Budweiser and have a Papa John's, that like America.
Really, that, I couldn't believe that shit.
Why? He owns beer distributors.
He does?
Yeah.
Jesus. It's just like.
But the idea that Peyton Manning can do no wrong is not right because he did some wrong.
Sure, but everybody does fucking wrong.
They don't put their nuts on a woman's face without her asking, Ruben. And more people are coming to this woman's defense saying, well, Peyton was kind of a scoundrel in college.
In college? Like 20 fucking years ago.
If you've had your nuts played with by a woman,
give us a call.
Give us a call. 718-395-3731. Or if you've been the victim of having someone's nuts put on your face, give us a call.
I've had nuts put on my face unwillingly.
That was a prank, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So I'm not gonna. How'd you feel? In 20 years, am I gonna go fuck this guy and his whole character? And you won the Super Bowl.
But this is a you. How old? 14.
Yeah, 14, 15.
That's what guys do to other guys at 14 or 15. They don't do that to women at 19 years old when they're the starting quarterback of Tennessee. They don't.
Look,
I knew better than when I was 19. I knew certain things were off limits, like rape, murder, nuts on a woman's face when she doesn't want it.
Those are the three.
Off limits.
The elusive triangle.
those are the complexities of the triangle that there's Jerry and Grant.
Murder, rape,
cannot figure out.
Proper ball placement.
Yes. Okay. Back to.
Life back to
sports that aren't Peyton Manning's nutballs.
Muhammad Wilkerson.
Muhammad Wilkerson. There's a lot of traction that Muhammad Wilkerson may become a Giant. And that's scary because I don't want him playing – because they're going to let go of Jason Pierre-Paul.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, he's got one less hand than he
used to. But did it affect his play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you need to grab a guy. You can't just start clubbing people with your deformity. You know? You need to be able to grab a man.
That's the key of football is you need
and
to
you
be
get
able
him
to
down
there
and you put
his,
your nuts on his face. If you can.
If it's a prank
Listen,
and you're a teenager.
Yeah, and you if you can get your nuts out of your uniform fast enough where the referee doesn't see
or cameras?
Yeah, I'm giving you money. I give you money for that. That's
Joe will pay for that.
Joe, I will pay to I'll send you a certified check.
You would pay to see it.
Yeah, just don't cash it for a couple days. But Muhammad Wilkerson said that he wants to stay in New York, and if he doesn't get the money from the Jets or the years that he wants, someone else will pay him. Now, Giant fans, if you do get Muhammad Wilkerson,
they'd be adding him to a meh defense.
Right. You know the hate I have for you now? It will increase so abundantly, so rapidly that, I mean, your families will feel my vitriol.
Your what?
My vitriol.
Vitriol?
Vitriol.
Spell that.
Vitriol.
Spell that.
V-I-T-I-R-O-L. I think that's right.
V-I-T-R-I-O-L.
No, I-R-O-L. Vitriol. Anger. Venom. It's a word, Ruben. Maybe if you didn't have too many nuts on your face when you were 14, you would have looked that up. Anyhow.
I don't think you've looked it up.
I knew it.
Vitriol.
Vitriol.
I'm going to look that up. Wow. You go ahead.
This has become grammar with Graham.
It might help me in Words with Friends. So go on. Vitriol.
This is a man saying that who's wearing a wrestling t-shirt. So he essentially works at Spencer's Gifts in the mall.
V-I-T-R-I-O-L.
R-I?
Cruel and bitter criticism.
Yes. It will.
Sulfuric acid also.
All of it. You're going to get all of that. You're going to get all of it. I hate the fact that this could happen. And Ruben brought up a point in the van. What if it's Buffalo?
Mm-hmm. Still in New York.
That would annoy me as well. Not as much because I don't care about the Buffalo Bills. I don't think they're going anywhere.
They're in your division. Adding one more piece to that defense?
They're not going anywhere. Yeah, they need help on the O side of the ball.
I agree, particularly because one of them might go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, you also can't do that. Can't remember when I said hit a guy? Make sure they're not cops.
Yeah, make sure they're not cops.
Make sure they're not cops. Don't hit cops. I mean, if you got to hit a cop, all right.
Sure.
If you have to. But don't just will it over a bottle of champagne? It's like a Three Stooges short.
Champagne?
Over a bottle of champagne, you've decided to ruin everything. Why? Is champagne that important?
Some people just, you know.
I hate champagne.
Really?
Yeah, disgusting.
Really?
Hate it. Disgusting. Hate. Why do we celebrate New Year's with champagne?
Because it's dope.
No, it's not dope. It's not dope.
That's why.
No, no. We should celebrate New Year's with things people actually enjoy. Like, everybody should fuck at midnight.
I do that.
No, I mean in public.
What? Why? Yeah.
So we can finally clear Peyton Manning with this nut situation.
Just be like, no. Look, everybody's has
yeah.
balls.
Yeah.
No. Balls everywhere.
I mean, just do something that, you know, because champagne, not everybody likes.
So?
I don't have champagne at midnight.
Okay, so don't have it. It's a free country.
No.
What's your point?
No.
Your problem was with the tradition other people do?
Yes.
So you have a problem with, like, Memorial Day barbecues?
No, I like those. I like steak.
Okay, you like the Thanksgiving, the turkey, and the sweet potato.
I don't like turkey.
Oh, so we should change the entire holiday.
No,
because you don't
I'll
like turkey.
Eat turkey that one day a year. No, I'll eat
so
turkey.
So shut up and drink champagne the
I
one
don't
day
want
a year.
Champagne.
Then don't drink champagne and shut up about it.
No.
Who the fuck cares?
No.
No.
Call us if you don't want to celebrate New Year's anymore. 718-395-3731.
We're not getting a lot of calls for you.
No, it's
all
right.
There.
It's okay. I understand. But I think champagne, it's a hackneyed tradition. We should get rid of it.
I like it. I think it's a celebratory beverage.
We should drink the blood of our loved ones.
I do that shit all the time, too.
I know.
You're missing out. I think you're reading too much into the traditional
if there
side
is
of it.
An
Just
image,
have your own kind of New Year's.
If there is an image I want, like, at your funeral, like a big, like, posterized image,
yeah.
is of you drinking blood of someone hates New Year's.
What's good? Oh, it's Ahmed. What's up?
Hey, how do I keep getting in? Does anybody call the show? Like,
no,
what?
Man.
No, it's all right. No, yeah, yeah. We're not.
You know what it is?
To come hang out.
No, yeah. Yeah, you should come be a guest.
Yeah.
That would be fun as hell.
How long would it take you to get here? We got 27
you know,
minutes.
We got 27 minutes. Can you make it in 27 minutes?
Where are you, in Greenpoint?
No.
Bushwick.
DeKalb Avenue, 1345 DeKalb.
Not going to make it this week, but I'd love to hang out next week.
Next week, you're on.
Next week, you're our guest.
We'll have some fun talking. And let's just talk about the Mets now, Ahmed, because if
Go
we don't
it.
Talk
yeah,
about it
I,
now.
I'm going to get into
well,
wrestling.
Well, you know what, though? I just, real quick, you got me excited about Peyton. I just wanted to say he probably said Omaha when he put his nuts on.
Yeah.
But
Omaha
anyway,
balls?
I'm ready for the Mets, man. Yeah, but he did, yo, he's an idiot. And if it was Cam, like you said, they would be tearing him down. They'd be like, oh, you got to go to jail now.
Yes.
20 years later.
That's white privilege in this country. That's not news.
But it's not just.
It's not just. I agree it's not just. But is this shocking?
No, it's more.
I'm not shocked. But here's the thing, man. The statutes of limitation for Cam would have been way greater.
Yeah.
Like,
it could have
been like 30 years.
Yeah, it could have happened in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Betty from Wyoming said, this black man put his nuts on my face, and they would kill him at 83.
Well, it would have been like a lynching, and then
yeah.
they would have took him down and lynched him again.
Yeah.
Then they would have burned him in the pyre. Like,
yeah.
It would have been horrible.
Peyton Manning deserves some sort of punishment. Something.
How many passes does he get in his life? Like,
no,
like,
hold on.
Take
You're saying
ACH,
it.
It's okay?
I am now
the ACH thing is that's prevalent. It's fucking a bunch of players have done it, and no one's going to jail for it. No, what are they going to do, suspend him
but
now?
If Peyton Manning took HGH, it's like...
Didn't the same shit happen with Ray Lewis? Wasn't he doing some performance
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, but nobody was shocked. But if
so now it's shock value.
Yes,
and we're talking,
of course
and now we're talking about two players, one's black, one's white.
Yes,
and
Papa John's will
yeah, but you know what, Ruben?
Take him off
Ray
the commercials.
Lewis wasn't running around trying to be a quiet boy either.
Yeah. Ray Lewis, yeah.
Like, that's my problem with it. Like, at least Ray Lewis is like, look, I'm that guy. I hang out with murderers. I didn't kill nobody.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He didn't kill nobody.
You know, Peyton is like, I go to church every day. I've never even touched my own balls. Like,
yeah.
Here, man.
I don't even know what balls are.
I never touched my wife's balls.
He's a big-time liar, man.
No. Yeah, I agree with you.
Mets, I love them. They're looking good this year.
Okay, let's do predict.
Wait, hold on.
The Mets.
Oh, my God. I heard you say my nuts.
No, they're looking
good. My nuts are looking good this year. I feel good about them.
No, not my nuts. No. I'm not talking like Peyton.
No. Okay, so.
All right, go ahead.
Prediction wise, right?
No, man, the Mets are looking ridiculous. We set up to win for the next 2 or 3 years.
My buddy Jay last night gave me a very bold prediction, very weird prediction, that the Mets will win 100 games.
Hey, I think they could.
I don't think it's going to be 100. I don't think it's going
to be
100.
You know why they won't? Because Terry Collins will find a way to lose 4 games like an idiot.
Yeah. I'm going to say 93-69 or 92-70.
I like that. I was looking at 95, but I like that number either way.
And I think that wins the division by many. Because I think the Nationals are garbage. Ruben's like a cat right now walking around the studio inspecting shit because he doesn't want to hear about baseball.
I know. He like Jedi mind tricked you into not talking about it.
Did you go into the garbage and find a book?
Here we go.
Wow, he's reading something.
Digital Home.
Oh, my goodness.
Long range.
I'm scared
wireless.
Of Washington and I'm scared of Florida because they got Mattingly. Right?
What? Florida's you're scared of Miami? There. Yeah,
they
baby.
Suck.
I like this. Yeah.
They
he's looping me into the conversation. That's smart. I mean,
listen, Miami is still young and they still got that mean pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they're going to trade Jose Fernandez in the middle of the year. They don't want him anymore. It's become.
I mean, he doesn't want to play there, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to be good for them.
Oh, you know where he's going, Ahmed. You know where
he's going. He's going to Yankees.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, he's going to the evil empire quick.
Yes, sir. And. That would be a very, 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 very good move for the Yankees. Like I couldn't hate on that move because how
on
could
a
you?
On a butter roll.
Yeah, he's ordering his breakfast.
and ham and cheese and egg on a roll too.
Yeah, see that? See, we're New York people here. We order breakfast while we call into radio stations.
Oh shit!
That's how we do it.
He's ordering breakfast.
Hey man, I'm on multitask.
So let me ask you this,
so, Teresa. Okay, I'm going to order with Teresa right now.
See that?
Gracias, Anita.
Yeah, see that? I'm gonna ask you this right now, Ahmed. Who wins the World Series?
Miami.
Who is the most what?
Who wins the World Series?
Okay, in the World Series next year, I think it's going to be a repeat of last year.
Wow.
I don't.
I think it's going to be Kansas City Mets again, and I think the Mets are going to get the ultimate payback and whoop them down, like sweep them.
Here's what I'm sorry. I don't even want to do this. I don't want to say this. I don't want to say this. The Mets will not be in the World Series this year. The Mets will not be in the World Series this year.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Well, look how I just changed his day. I'm telling you this right now. There's going to be some internal strife that happens in the middle of the year with Matt Harvey's contract, with the injury. Zach Wheeler is very, very injury prone. I think they got to get rid of him. I think there's still bench pieces that need to be brought over here that have not been brought over here. I think.
But like, what bench pieces like that? You want a switch hitter?
A backup third baseman for David Wright.
Okay.
You didn't,
but that's going to be That's going to be what's that kid's role?
Matt Reynolds,
Willie Flores' role.
Wilmer Flores at third.
Well, he plays third. What do you mean? He's played third. And I don't keep his bat in the lineup.
First of all, if you even think that Wilmer Flores is worth a damn, he sucks, Ahmed. He sucks.
He sucks at shortstop.
He sucks at baseball. He sucks at the baseball.
Doesn't. He can hit. What are you talking about?
Why? Because the guy cried. Is that why we all love Wilmer Flores?
No, because I wasn't even moved by that crying shit. I didn't even care about that.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You know who he reminds me of? And this is testament. Jose Valentin reminds me.
Really?
Yeah. He sucks. No range to either side. Can't throw a fucking baseball. All right? Yeah. He'll hit you 15 home runs.
Because whoever you get as a backup is going to cost 3 or 4 times when he's getting paid.
Who do I want as a backup? Bring up Matt Reynolds. Yes. Let me see Matt Reynolds.
Matty Reynolds? He's so old. You don't want him.
What? No. Matt Reynolds is a rookie, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Mark Reynolds. You're thinking of Mark Reynolds.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard Mark Reynolds.
No, Matt Reynolds, the rookie. Bring him up. I want to see. Let me see what the future holds.
Matt Reynolds up.
Bring up Profar too, the kid from the shortstop. Bring him up, because this year,
I like him.
This year you should really think about thinning out your bench, making trades that you can make. Trade Wilma Flores. Trade Ruben Tejada. Trade these people. I like Ruben Tejada.
I like Ruben.
Like, don't get me wrong.
I love Ruben.
Going to be good for us off the bench.
Love Ruben.
Yeah, there's Ruben's take on Ruben.
I love Ruben.
Loves Ruben. But anyhow,
I like Ruben.
I love Ruben. I'm a Ruben fan.
I like
fan.
Ruben, your co-host, but I like Ruben. Ruben Tejada's okay, man.
Something else we need to talk about. We didn't even talk about this. I forgot. Did you see the thing the Yankees are doing with their tickets, Ahmed?
No, I did not. Please inform me what the hell they're doing now with this.
Check this out. The Yankees are you can only bring a hard copy of your ticket or bring your phone so that you can, you know, they scan it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
You can't.
Like, you're trying to, like, screw stuff up, right?
Yeah, no, you can't bring a paper ticket anymore because, and this is what one of the, I forget if it was Hal or Hank or whatever Steinbrenner said this, we don't want the people who paid for upper deck tickets cheating the system and coming down and sitting with the people that legitimately paid for their
thing that kids have been doing for the last 20 years at baseball games.
But the idea is that we don't want the poor mingling with the rich here. We don't want the riffraff sitting downstairs.
They don't want Mets fans to go down to
They don't want minorities.
If these guys were really interested in the common man's dollar, then they wouldn't have made the tickets like they are. They'd rather have a gate. They want to be like Donald Trump. They want to build a wall around Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, the Yankees.
That's the premise.
If you are visiting New York, if you're listening to this and you're not in New York, don't go to Yankee Stadium. Don't go there.
Yeah, go to City Field.
Listen, not to mention, you could spend $200 and still get stuck behind a column in that stadium.
Yeah.
It's done so poorly.
Yankee Stadium is a tourist trap. It is like a Broadway. It's like Wicked the Musical with baseball.
But Wicked's on some of the music in Wicked.
The first run of Wicked was great. I saw the first run of Wicked with Kristen Chenoweth.
Like suffocated by Derek Jeterism.
Yes,
and it's over.
It looks like an unfinished construction site. The people that inhabit Yankee Stadium are some of the worst pieces of shit that have ever been created on this earth.
Thank you, Yankee fans. And while we're on the Yankee hate. Yeah. how about that three-headed bullpen monster that's not going to work because they don't have any starters?
They're going
to
move
the bullpen.
They're going to move Andrew Miller. They're going to trade Andrew Miller because I was told by all the – remember 2 years ago when they got Andrew Miller? We were told by Yankee fans that, oh, my God, this guy's the – and I've seen Andrew Miller play baseball, all right? I've seen him pitch. Andrew Miller is a piece of doo-doo, a doo-doo man, and I knew it. And Betances should be their closer. I don't know what they're waiting on for that. Were they waiting for him to get angry and go to Boston?
I think that Andrew Miller, he's a good pitcher. He's going to give them a chance to get a decent starter. But I don't think they're going to do it because I think Brian Cashman is married to this whole three-headed closer monster shit.
And like I said last week on the show, how did Aroldis Chapman get off?
I don't know.
How'd that happen? The Yankees just snapped their fingers and made his domestic violence charges go away?
Because it's the Yankees. They got that aura of we do nothing wrong.
I don't understand. And going back to the fans of the Yankees, going back to them, and how they defend this evil, disgusting empire. They defend it to their death. Like it, Matt. Like it really.
They're fans.
No. But they are. They're people who have been sold cubic zirconia and told it's a diamond.
All right.
Because
you know what, man? It's the aura of the how many 20 what
27
championships?
Yeah, you won 15.
I tried to take one away.
You won 15 of them when there were no black baseball players, or even more than 15, maybe 20. You won 20 of them when there were no black or Dominicans playing baseball in the league.
Listen, not to mention, they've always had the best players.
Yeah,
always.
You won 10 or 11 of them when there were 6 teams in the league, so let's all relax on 27, okay? The dead ball era and the live ball era, two completely different things. In my mind, the Yankees have won 5 legitimate World Series.
That's still a big number.
Yeah,
honestly, just the 4 that I watched Derek Jeter get it, like, I'm like, what the hell? Like,
They bought those teams. They bought their chips, and that's fine. Hey, you want to go down that road and buy your chips, that's fine. We want to stack our chips, build our chips, make our chips viable chips, and then win. That's what we're doing. See, like baseball's supposed to be done. And the ESPN rankings of the farm systems came out again this year. Again, the Mets were a little lower than I thought they would be. They were 13th. Which is a little lower.
That's a lucky number.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got position guys coming up.
I understand that. You know what number the Yankees were? You wanna know? Anybody wanna know? Anybody?
Yeah, nope. Go tell us, Joe.
29. 29 again.
Of how many teams?
What, 30, 32?
How many baseball teams are there?
30 or 32?
Yeah, 32.
32. 29 or 32. They do not build for the future. And all remember when Greg Burgess got injured and Yankee fans tell me, oh, it'll be okay. You idiots. You fucking idiots. It's not going to be okay. The guy who's going to hit 35 home runs for you is now not there. You understand?
That's right.
I mean, do you understand?
Because you know Teixeira's going to get hurt.
Oh, he's going to get hurt. He's going to play under 100 games. He's making $20 yep. million. Dollars. How many guys on the Yankees are going to play under 100 games that are making $20 million bucks?
Let's see, A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Actually, he's not even in that category. He makes $30 million, right?
Right. Jacoby Ellsbury. Right? Jacoby Ellsbury, yep. A-Rod. Probably CC. Yep. Probably Tanaka. Probably.
Oh, yeah, Tanaka's elbow's going to explode, in the first two starts.
Boy, I hope it happens at Citi Field. I want to see his arm disintegrate. Just become a bone.
He should have had the surgery. They're so stupid.
He's an idiot. Because you don't know.
Why do you have the surgery?
I don't know. But my thing is, how many innings did he pitch in Japan? You'll never know, because that shit, they don't keep... Nobody looks at that in America, apparently. The guy might have pitched 400,000 innings.
I'm pretty sure they keep track of it.
Yeah, I'm going to call you guys back. I'm getting on the elevator.
All right. See you. I heard it. 400,000 innings. I mean, they keep track of it, but 400,000 innings.
Yeah, we did like 20 minutes with our man.
That's great. We do more. Do more. I want more.
We'll do an hour with him next week. That'll be exciting.
He's going to be on next week. Ahmed from the projects.
Who thinks that Joe is the everyman.
That's right. I am the Marlon Brando of this two-man group.
Really?
All right, yeah.
What does that make me?
The Carl Malden. Carl Malden was great.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
You ever see A Streetcar Named Desire?
No.
You're an idiot.
I understand that.
See,
I know.
That's why you're Carl Malden.
I should watch it. Yo, there's a... no, never mind. There's a really good Vonnegut short story about Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, but no, it's a great film. See A Streetcar Named Desire. Carl Malden's a great actor, though. You should know this. Carl Malden is a fantastic actor.
Good. I feel like a fantastic actor.
You are a fantastic actor. Thanks. For those that don't know, we make films as well.
We have.
You can go to Vimeo.com and see our films, The Romney Years, and that's
it. Is that on here? Is that on there?
Yeah, it's on there.
The film?
No, the trailer's on there. You could pester Jake Remington, jr@collabonyc.com. Yeah. You can pester him to see our films. You could tell him, hey, man, I like these two guys.
Hey, buddy.
One of these guys might be the everyman for a generation. So call him.
And the other one's a fantastic actor.
His number is 732, but then after that, you're going to have to guess the numbers. So if you get it right, out of all the possible number combinations, call them and tell them. But the area code is 732.
You know what I did?
Ahmed's got off the elevator.
Wow, dude. What's good?
Ahmed, welcome back.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How can I get you guys some more callers? Like, what the hell?
Tell people to listen to
tell
us.
Tell your friends. Yeah. I post photos of my dog, hoping that'll work.
Well, yes. I understand, Ahmed. I understand you live in the projects, but the bad service is.
No, that was my speakerphone. My chin hit the speakerphone. Sorry about that, sir.
That's also comes from living in the projects. You get a big chin.
What?
I'm sorry. Did you miss that? Did I miss out on the end of the Yankee hate?
No, I can refresh that page.
Oh boy, we only got 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we only got 10 minutes here. But I wanted to. I'm going to tell you.
I don't want to kill with baseball. I mean,
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why. This organization here, the New York Yankees, is not. Not only are they not going to win a World Series next year, they're not even going to sniff the World Series for a better part of a decade. Okay. You look at this team, and they are built for yesterday. This team is built with old men, and they're not getting any better. They're not getting younger. I mean, the prize pig of that whole crew is Severino. That kid can pitch.
I was
going
to say, like, that kid, but if you have to have something, that's pretty nice.
Yes. Like, no, Severino can pitch.
The truth.
He is really, really good. If they decide to use him the right way and not trade him for like Mike Moustakas, you know.
Yeah, think about how they would trade him for like a bunch of garbage.
Brian Cashman
that used to be good.
Brian Cashman, his hands are so slippery that you don't know where your players are ending up. So, but
I don't think the players trust him either.
No.
They don't know if they're in or out.
And thanks be to whoever for Sandy Alderson being okay. That's nice.
To the doctors?
Yeah, the doctors, whatever he believes in.
Buddha.
But Sandy, good for Sandy for being okay. You hear Sandy said that this team he hasn't been excited for a team like this in a long time. Did you hear that quote?
And he's old, so that's
he's in his mid-60s.
So that either means he's senile or he really is excited.
I think he's really excited. I'm excited. I'm already going to like 8 games. I bought tickets.
What's the first game you're going to? Because I'm trying to go.
That would be opening day. I'll be there for that.
Oh, I can't do that day. I have to go pay the bills. But yeah.
Yo,
I understand.
Very serious. I'm sorry to exclude you for a moment, Ahmed. But
it's excluded before.
We gotta go down to Miami this year.
We're gonna go to Miami.
This is the year.
We're going to Miami.
While Marlins tickets are still 75 cents.
They will be. They will be forever.
Forget that, Ruben. You're a Marlins fan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, by default, I don't care about baseball. But I would care about the baseball.
My problem is that
their logo looks like a sushi restaurant on South Beach. The M. That's my biggest beef, and the stadium almost
stadium paid. Looks like Liberace threw up and came on it.
Sure, but the problem is that it's totally gross the way that they built that stadium. It really fucked up Miami.
Yeah.
They like
so you kind of pick baseball teams like racehorses, like
No. I don't really follow baseball. If I did, I would choose my home team, of course. Like if I'm watching and the Marlins are playing, I want the Marlins to win. I don't know shit other than like Stanton, and I know there's a pitcher there that's young and good.
Jose Fernandez.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
But
I would like to go to the stadium. But
we're gonna go.
Thing is, Joe
we're
and I
go.
For like 4 years.
Linda
now
wants
going,
to go to. Linda's
we're
dying.
Go to Miami. Got
Linda's,
a place to stay. Got a car. Got
we're
everything.
Going.
All we need is a fucking
it's
flight.
It's like a bucket list thing.
No. It's more of a let's just go watch a baseball game in a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, and get wasted in Miami.
Get wasted in Miami.
But Miami. Oh, that works. That works
but,
good.
But what I was gonna say before I lost my train of thought, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Cool.
Oh no, I know what I was gonna say. Listen. To these people, and I we talked about this last week. Mets fans that aren't actually Mets fans that just say they like the Mets, please don't like the Mets. Please
yeah,
do not.
Year.
Don't tell me that you're a fan of my team. Don't tell me, just because you moved here, you're a Mets fan. Don't tell me any. Don't wear a Mets hat around me.
Wait, you're not like you're only allowed to like the Mets if you grew up in New York.
You're only allowed to like the Mets if. You grew up with the Mets. I don't care you grew up in New York. I know people who are from New York. I like both teams. I just want somebody both teams
to
win.
Okay, all right.
I'm not a Yankee hater like Joe, but I love the Mets though, more than the Yankees ever. And I feel like any Mets fan that wasn't there when we sucked for a long time, like don't jump on the bandwagon now.
I'll say it again.
Well, that's me in the heat.
Yeah. I'll say it again. If you weren't there on September 10th, 2009, when we were 21 games out of first place.
And we lost.
And No. We were 21 games out of first place, okay? The stadium was empty. It was pouring rain. They still played the game. I was sitting there while Ike Davis ruined everything, while John Maine was one of the worst pitchers we've ever had, while Juan Centeno was our catcher, okay?
Yes, he was.
I'm telling you this, Lastings Millage, Fernando Martinez, all those bums. If you don't remember those names, don't tell me you're a Mets fan.
Like the biggest dick tease?
Don't,
no homo.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to be great, and then he was a nutcase.
Yeah. Don't tell me you're a Mets fan if you don't remember the times. If you don't remember the times of being a Mets fan, all right? Just because we were in the World Series last year doesn't give everyone the right to jump on the dick.
Do you remember 2 years of Louis Castillo?
Yes, I do. I'll even go further back than that. And this is a name, Mets fans, if you're listening, you're either going to get angry or you're going to come in your pants when I say this name, Rico Bronya. Rico Bronya. All right? Remember that name?
Yo, I think I'm mad. Came
I got
in his
one
pants.
For you.
Go ahead.
Ray Ordonez.
I loved Ray. Ray was the
that
man.
That was my guy.
Okay. I'm talking about bums, though. I'm talking about bums. Like, Rico Bronya was a bum. Was a straight bum. Roberto Alomar, spitting at people, got the hell out of town. All right?
When Roberto became a Met, that's when he turned into a bum.
Oh, he just. They all do. Jason Bay. Carlos Baerga,
bum,
all of them. Guys that they pick up, Kevin Mitchell, a bum. Bernard Gilkey, a bum. Butch Husky, a bum. Mo Vaughn, a bum.
All right, we get it, Joe.
Don't tell me about the Mets. Don't anyone try to tell me about their love for the Mets, because I know it's opinion, and it's based on being a fan or whatever. If you tell me that you love the Mets, and I ask you why, and you give me a stupid answer, I will spit in your fucking face.
That sounds fair.
Thank you.
That sounds fair, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll probably beat up your son.
I'm so proud to know you right now. You're a true fucking Mets fan.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. God, we're probably hanging up on you right now, but God bless you.
I know, man. I'll talk to you later, guys.
All right.
All right, peace. Hey, next week, for real.
Next week, yes.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it. What time?
We got to get here at 11, so.
Yeah, like 10:45.
I don't want to waste any more of your time. I'll call you later, Joe.
All right.
All right, peace.
How many minutes? What do we got left? What do we got left here?
We got 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
All right.
What do you want to do?
Manchester United sucks.
Oh, Christ.
They suck. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it? Okay,
Louis
good.
Van Gaal needs to be fired. They suck. They lost a EuroLeague game to FC Michelin. I don't even know who that is. I don't even know who that team is. All right? And I hope Arsenal fans are listening. Oh, what happened? You drew to Hull yesterday. Oh, Arsenal. It's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a tough season. And I make no dispersions. Wayne Rooney needs to go to China. Go to China, Wayne Rooney. Get out of here. Everybody, just sell the entire organization. Ever since the Glazers took over, you know, they have the Buccaneers, and now they have Manchester United. Ever since they took over, everything's just gone to shit. All right, that's it for me. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, really quickly, I got to go to see a live wrestling event at Asbury Park. I drove down
where Bam
to the
from.
Jersey Shore. Yeah, home of the Beast from the East.
He's dead, right?
He is dead. That's a lot of wrestlers are dead.
a lot of people are dead.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Umberto Eco died.
Who's that?
He's an author, very good writer. And
Harper Lee.
Didn't really care for To Kill a Mockingbird. That's
really?
Not my. Yeah,
it's a good book.
I like Ghost Set a Watchman. I read that. That was great. And people didn't like that because
I haven't read that one.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed it. So Ruben's got to say he went to a wrestling match in Asbury Park.
No, it was really fun. It was the NXT. And I got to see a lot of people at the Kick-Ass. Really
That's
good,
cool.
Really good people. I'm wearing the t-shirt of Asuka, who's a Japanese wrestler, who is, her theme song is basically 21st Century Schizoid Man. But, you know.
April 3rd, Ruben's backyard. A pig will be roasted.
Oh, yeah. It's WrestleMania, baby.
This man's actually going to roast a pig. He's going to dig a pig.
I'm digging a fucking hole in my backyard, and we're roasting a whole pig.
You understand what this is? I'm going. Yeah. I'm going somewhere.
You're going to WrestleMania is where you're going.
I know. I'm going to be standing over that pig for 8 hours. I'm not even going to. I don't care about wrestling. I'm going to watch
it. Salivate.
Periodically poke it with a stick and hope that it's done. Thank God. God bless America. Vote Trump. Kill Trump. Vote Sanders. Kill Sanders. Bye-bye.
I don't know about kill Sanders. I am registering. I'm keeping my registry in Florida so I can vote for Sanders. So thank you for listening. And this is Oscar's theme song.